show of prayer. Gracious God, Holy Father, we thank Thee for that wonderful, great invite into the kingdom of God. And that invite comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. As we are in Thy presence now, Lord, we ask for Thy gracious help towards preacher and hearer alike. For we ask these things in His precious name. Amen. Amen. Our reading tonight is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And we know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his holy, infallible, unchangeable word. This is one of the wonderful miracles of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel. And I think this is a wonderful, biblical, truthful story. Because we have the act of salvation here. We have the prayer here. We have the miracle here. And we have the testing of faith, all in these verses here. Verse 21 tells us, Jesus departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. This is the border of Syria, Israel. And we're on the coast. And verse 22 says, And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him. She's crying to the Lord. She's crying with all her heart, all her mind, all her soul. She cries out to Jesus because she knows who he is. She's been told who he is. The Holy Spirit has come into her heart before all this happened, and told her who the Lord Jesus Christ is, and told her what he can do for her. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Son of God, who became the Son of Man. This woman cried unto him. What did she say? She said, Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. She's thinking now of her own sins, her own salvation. And she's praying for forgiveness. This is what she's doing here. But she's also asking for the mercy of God here, for her daughter. She's asking for the mercy of God for her daughter. Have mercy on me, "Oh Lord," that tells me she knows who she's talking to. "Oh Lord." And then she says, "Son of David." I don't know if we've ever realized this, but Jesus is the line, is from the line of David. If the kingship had still been going in Israel at that time, Joseph would have been king. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. "Thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." She's tormented. She's being tormented with the devil. I worked in mental health. I know a little bit about this. I believe this young girl, this daughter, had paranoid schizophrenia. That's what I believe from this. And there's no doubt, when she's grievously vexed with the devil, she's been tormented, she's hearing voices inside her head telling her what to do. Telling her to do evil things. Grievously vexed with the devil. That's what this means. The devil doesn't want any of us to be saved. Doesn't want salvation for any of us. She says this to Jesus, and she'd have said it with heartfelt pleas. She'd have said it with all her heart, meaning every word. That's how she would have said this. And in verse 23, we see Jesus, his response. We see his response, don't we? He says, well, "But he answered her, not a word." Whether he looked at her or not, we are not told. But he didn't answer her. This might seem cruel to some people, not answering her at this time. But this is a testing of her faith. This is a testing of this woman's faith. "He answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us." That's not right. She cried after Jesus. She was crying for the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the disciples say, "She crieth after us." She wanted the help of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten. She wanted his help because something had told her he was the only one that could help in this situation. Nobody else on the planet could help her but the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe it was the Holy Spirit that told her this. And some of her friends may have told her that what they'd heard about the Lord Jesus, that he healed people. But I believe the Holy Spirit was in this woman, advising her and telling her of these things. The disciples said, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." And in verse 24, we have the answer of Jesus, don't we? "But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He's telling her, "I'm only sent to the people of Israel. The Gentiles I've not come for. You're a Gentile. I haven't come for you." This is hard. This is a hard test of faith for this woman. it's extremely hard. For she's extremely passionate for her daughter to become well. Extremely passionate for this. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The response of Jesus. And then her response. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. How many times have we said this in our lives? How many times have we been desperate enough that we've actually said this with tears rolling down our eyes? Heartfelt plea. I remember doing this when I was homeless a few years ago. I remember doing this. I moved into the Salvation Army. And the first day I was there, the people left me. I went to my room and I cried my eyes out on the pillow. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was doing. I was homeless. I was penniless. And I was at the Salvation Army. So I understand a little bit of heartache and pain and sorrow what this woman is going through here. I understand a little bit about that. Different situations. And we all have different situations. I'm sure we've all been through heartache, pain, suffering in this room. It comes to us all. The older we get, the more it comes. Unfortunately, that's life. Do we say, Lord, help me, when we have these problems? Are we casting all our cares upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Is this what we're doing? He's the only one that can truly help us. He's the best medical practitioner of all. He's the one we should go to with all our problems. And this is what this woman is doing here. She's going to the greatest medical practitioner of all, who can heal with the word of his power. For he is the word who became flesh and dwelt among us. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman says, help me. And what is the response of the Lord Jesus? It's not good. It's not a good response. And once again, people think Jesus was being cruel here with this response. Extremely cruel with a response like this. What does he say in verse 26? But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Is he calling this woman a dog now? Is that what he's doing? He's looking at it from the way the Israelites looked at it. And Gentiles were dogs, infidels. We were unsaved. We were never going to be saved. That's the way the Jews looked upon the Gentiles. It was wrong. Totally wrong. But Jesus knew what he was going to do. All along, Jesus knew what he was going to do. Because of this woman's faith in him. And this is true faith, what this woman now says. She's been through the turmoil. She's been through the treadmill. And what does she say? Verse 27. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. The dogs eat of the crumbs. She's saying, there's enough for me, there's enough food for me, Lord. Even the crumbs that fall, I can have those crumbs. I'm a Gentile, but I can have those crumbs. Lord, please, please, help me in this matter, Lord. Please. She's pleading with the Lord now. She's beseeching the Lord. All her heart. And she's on her knees, I believe. And verse 25 says, and worships him, saying, Lord, help me. I believe she was on her knees there, pleading with the Lord, tears streaming down her face. That's what I believe about this woman here. Jesus Christ can do anything. Nothing is impossible for God. Luke 1, verse 37. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for Jesus Christ. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that hour. From that very minute, I believe. That very second, I believe. Her daughter was made whole. She was made whole physically. But we can be made whole spiritually. We can be made whole spiritually. And that is a lot more important than being made whole physically. Because we're talking about eternity. We're talking about eternal life here. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we may all be, but there's a lost world out there. There's a lost world. And they're going to a lost eternity. We must talk to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only means of salvation. And I acknowledge there's people who hate God. There's people who hate Jesus. But we must talk to them. They've got a never dying soul. A never dying soul, which is so important. My friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to talk to people of the loveliness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his work, that work of Calvary, where he suffered, bled and died for the like of us in here tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Oh, he suffered, bled and died. Why? Why did he do that? He did that because of love. He did that because he loves you and I. My friends, I think we're all believers in here tonight. My friends, there's a world out there needs salvation. We need to go out there and speak the Lord Jesus Christ to people. That is the most important thing in our lives. I don't think there's anything more important than a person's soul on its way to a lost eternity. God has provided a way. And Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to show the world the mercy of God. Jesus here in this truthful story, Jesus here helps this woman. He helps her daughter. Her daughter was brought back to full health, wasn't she? Brought back to full health, physically, mentally, which is more important. Because, as I said, I believe she had paranoid schizophrenia. So mentally, she was made whole. That's the sort of thing the Lord Jesus Christ can do for us. He can make us whole. He can make people out there in the world whole. And we need to tell them that is a message. That is a message. And that message is the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to tell them to come unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen.